Did you ever think there might be another way? Just feel better about today. Oh no, if you never wanna have to turn and go away, you might feel better if you stay. Yeah, yeah, I bet you haven't heard a word I've said. Yeah, yeah, enough of all you're trying, just give up the state of mind you're in. If you wanna be somebody else, if you're tired of fighting battles with yourself, if you wanna be somebody else, change your mind. Change your mind. Ever danced in the rain, or thank the sun, just for shining for the sea. Oh no, take it all in the world to show, and yet you look much better when you glow. Yeah, yeah, I hope you've heard every word I've said. Yeah, yeah, enough of all you're trying, just give up, stay to mind you're in.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Just change your mind. Welcome back to another edition of the Barter Hour. Today is Saturday. Are we in June already? Is this June now?
June 5th.
June 5th. Amazing. Where does the time go? Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, across America and the rest of the world. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Very glad to be with you here tonight, live broadcasting again from Dallas, Texas, back in town. I've got my wonderful, exciting, monkey shirt-wearing co-host here in studio with me tonight, David Gray.
Hi, Rob. And I'm glad you brought up the monkey shirt, because as a Barter Hour tradition, I wear it every Saturday.
People need to know that. Well, out there in listener land.
You know, when they see me walking down the street wearing the monkey shirt, they'll know that's the guy from the Barter Hour.
You know, last week we were in St. Louis, and you had a strangely
Hey, hey, did you ever think there might be another way? Just feel better. Just feel better about today. Oh no, if you never want to have to turn and go away, you might feel better if you stay. Yeah, yeah, I bet you haven't heard a word I've said. Yeah, yeah, you've had enough of all you're trying, just give up the state of mind you're in.
Stuff that happened after last week's radio show in St. Louis. So we've got a great show prepared for you tonight. Grab a drink. Our call-in number here is 800-313-9443, or send us a message online via Skype to Open Currency if you want to be part of the barter conversation. Thanks again for joining us here, folks. We've got a quick break coming up in just the next few moments. But we're live again and glad to be here, glad to still be alive, and just enjoying every minute of it. We'll be right back.
You might feel better if you stay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, with the Barter Hour, ready to get the show started. We've had enough of intro, enough shenanigans, enough commercial breaks, and now it's time to get down to the meat and the potatoes. Now, it's actually funny, meat and potatoes. Last week, just to tune you all in that weren't paying attention last week, we were doing a live broadcast from St. Louis. We went to the
Libertarian National Convention.
Yeah, that's it. That's the Libertarian Party had their national convention, where fortunately for the Libertarian Party, they did not elect Wayne Allen Root as the party chairman, or the LNC committee, Libertarian National Committee chairman, whatever it is. We actually got to be a part of that, and it's so funny how many different people were there, all like working against each other, like, you know, subliminal stuff and printouts and newspaper articles and signs and buttons. I mean, people actually had buttons there that said love, not war. There were t-shirts there that said the same thing. People made buttons that said bar, not bar. I'd rather be drinking than, well, it didn't say it on the button, but I'd rather be drinking as opposed to going to the Bob Barr keynote speech. So it was really, you know, a lot of infighting within the Libertarian Party. Part of the conversation we had last week was whether or not the Libertarian Party is going to survive, what it's going to be, what it's going to take to get it out of where it is right now, and back to, you know, the party of principle and the party that people actually don't laugh at when they hear about it. But anyway, Michael Badnarik gave a speech Sunday morning about what the Libertarian Party really needs to recover. And he kind of eulogized the party, said, okay, it was born this date and it died, you know, sometime briefly after the 2012 election, so on and so forth. But he made a real neat point that I thought was interesting, and we have it posted to the Open Currency YouTube channel. But he said, you know, everybody wants the steak and they want the potatoes. They want the whole meal. But when you're handing that whole meal off to a baby, it can't digest it. It doesn't make any sense. So even though you've got everything there, you've got the IRS, the Federal Reserve, the income tax, the slavery, the marriage license, the driver's license, all these things in one big package. When you give it to somebody that's new to the party and they can't digest it, it's basically worthless. I mean, it has very little, if any, value at all, just because they're not ready for it. So I think one of the historical problems the party has is scaring people away when, you know, they first discover that the party's out there and that there may be an alternative to this two-party system we have right now. So steak and potatoes. Anyway, that's where we were last week. We did a live broadcast. It was a lot of fun. We were supposed to do one a couple weeks before that in Des Moines at the Campaign for Liberty Conference. Unfortunately, that didn't work out as planned. We had all the right equipment. We had all the right people.
Just got real exciting. Exciting out there.
No, I think what it was the boredom. When you're sitting at these conventions and everyone's in doing their thing, they're paying attention to the seminar or the class or the speech or the presentation, whatever it is, and you're out there bored to tears, you find clever ways to fill up that time. Last week in St. Louis, we were doing booth karaoke, which was interesting and really annoying and
kind of random.
Also posted on YouTube. But alcohol was the name of the game a couple weeks before that in Des Moines. Not something we're proud of, but we're happy to be here broadcasting live. Next week, we'll actually be broadcasting live from the Libertarian Party convention in the state of Texas. So next week, we've got the Texas Libertarian Party, and we'll be there hanging out, interviewing people, getting the bird's eye view, or giving the bird's eye view and getting the report from the people on the ground, the Libertarian Party here in Texas, to find out really what's going on and what Texas is doing to reclaim liberty and wake people up from this two-party nightmare that we have here in America. But an interesting thing happened last week, right as the show was ending, that I think it's fun enough to mention. It's not in the spirit of barter, but it's an interesting story. And it's interesting for no reason less than the fact that we've got a whole bunch of videos posted on YouTube, and it actually happens to be the most watched video of all the videos that we have. So if you're hanging out in front of your computer and you're, you know, browsing over to YouTube right now, I don't know exactly how you'd find it, but I would do a search for, let's see the best way to dig it up on YouTube. Maybe you can do a search for open currency as a keyword. And, yeah, open currency. If you do a search for open currency, it'll get you over to our channel one way or another. And you can click around and find the video featuring good old Jim Davidson. And I don't really know a whole lot about Jim. I know he's been around for a while. I know that he's written a couple books. But he's a strange character. And I don't know if he had too much to drink Saturday night,
or if he was into the movement a little bit too hardcore.
Maybe that's just like standard Jim Davidson kind of thing.
Maybe.
But essentially, the long story short, and the important thing about the story is that we haven't told it to anyone yet. There's this big mystery going around the world in the libertarian, you know, whatever, about what happened here to set this guy off. And to really understand the breadth of the situation, you've got to watch the video on YouTube. But essentially, we had this radio show last Saturday night from the exhibit hall right outside of where there was a little comedy show going on. So we're kind of in the center of all the action. We've got people gathering around. We had a great interview last week with a guy named Dan Kelo, who's running for governor on the Libertarian ticket out of Colorado. Very animated guy, very passionate guy, great guy, a lot of fun, and he really stirred up the pot for us last week. But anyway, so we're all sitting around, and people are starting to gather around, and they're pulling up chairs, and, you know, we're, you know, having a great time. So we're borrowing chairs from nearby tables and booths, and people are, you know, gathering around the booth. Well, a couple minutes, right as last week's show was ending, Jim Davidson comes walking in, comes down the hallway, shows up at his booth, and realizes that there are no chairs behind his booth. Now, for those of you that are listening to the program right now, you may remember that the program, the Barter Hour, actually ends at 11 p.m. So, I mean, it's pretty late. Convention hall is closed. The exhibit hall is closed. There hasn't been any activity there for the last 6 hours. I mean, 5 o'clock is when the hall closes. So Jim comes strolling in and sees that there are no chairs behind his booth and flips out. I mean, funny flips out. And so I pull out my iPhone because now I've got this 3GS thing complete with, the video feature or whatever. And I'm like, okay, let's take this video feature for a stroll and I can post directly to YouTube from the iPhone. So I pull out the iPhone probably 5 or 6 minutes into his tirade and start recording it. The reason I waited so long is not because, like, I didn't think of it right away, but I thought he was kidding at first.
So did I. I think everybody there was, we were laughing.
I mean, it was so intense. Who could have known that he was actually serious? And still to this day, I don't actually know if he was serious or not. I still don't know to this day if he was just completely smashed. But it was really funny. So the first 4, 5, 6 minutes of this thing going down, we were just sitting there laughing about it. You know, I don't really think any of us thought anything of it until it kept happening. And then I pulled out my iPhone and recorded it. So I can't use the exact words that, you know, that he used, because I think that this is the kind of program where we would frown upon something like that. But again, if you want to check it out, do a little search on YouTube and you'll find it. So long story short, he is screaming F-bomb, you're a this, name-calling. I mean, some of like the worst words that there are. I mean, there are good words and there are bad words and then there are worse words, and he was using the worst ones. Right in front of all the people that are coming out of this comedy show, right as it's ending also at 11 o'clock. So there are like kids coming out of this comedy show and like little old ladies and stuff, and you can see them, you know, in the video coming out of this comedy show. But there they are. They're coming out. And he's name-calling, like really bad name-calling. And it's all because somebody took two chairs from behind his booth. Now, certainly, his knee-jerk reaction is to look over at us, because we've got like 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 chairs crowded around our booth because everyone's sitting there listening and participating in the radio show. So he's screaming at us, yelling and screaming. So David starts putting chairs back. You start taking the chairs and like replacing them from where they came from. And sure, like you put them on the booth next to us, and then you put them back over at the Free State Project booth. And then you realize that like, oh, wait a minute, we don't have any more chairs.
We're out of chairs. We return all the ones that we took, and he's still looking at us and screaming about how we stole. I'm sorry, his words were theft. We were
theft. This is my property. Theft. That's theft. Very, very distinct, very clear with his language. Mm-hmm. So David uses process of elimination here, puts the chairs back where he got them from the neighboring booths, and realizes that, hey, wait a minute. Hey, fool, stop yelling. I didn't take your chairs in the first place. Well, then this little old lady comes out. I don't know how old she is, but a little lady comes out of the comedy show, and she says, well, what's the problem? What's everyone screaming about? And, you know, somebody whispers to her, well, apparently those guys took Jim's chairs, and he's, you know, very upset about somebody stealing his property. And she says, they didn't take his chairs. I took his chairs. And so she's like so upset about the fact that he is so upset about this whole chair thing. So she brings chairs out, and he's screaming at her now. So it's just like really funny. And so we post this thing right away to YouTube, and it's like one of those overnight sensation viral video kind of things that is taken off throughout the Libertarian Party. And so anyway, we bump into Jim the next day. He comes, well, he clears everything out of his booth that night. He's screaming, you want some t-shirts too? Is that what you want, you little effers? And blah, blah, blah. So he clears everything out of his booth. People basically start using his booth then as like a little like coffee station. They sit down and they like, you know, eat a cookie or like have a crumpet or something like that, and they're like making a big mess of his booth. And sure enough, halfway through the day, then on Sunday, he comes walking back down the hallway ready to set up again. Sure enough, no chairs in his booth. So anyway, long story short, check out the video. It's a lot of fun. It gives you a little bit of an inside shot at what going to a Libertarian Party convention is really like. And certainly recommend that if you're in Texas, come on out, meet us next week at the event, or this coming weekend, a week from today, at the event in Texas, in Austin, and get out to future national Libertarian conventions, because they're a boatload of fun. We had a blast, and I think, I don't know, sometime midweek we actually started recovering, getting back into the work mode. But it was a great time. It was an excellent opportunity to meet, mingle with other people out there in the movement that are. Well, you know, quote unquote, on our team. It's hard to tell that sometimes, but they are out there, and we'll recap a little bit more of that when we come back from our next break. So check it out during the break. YouTube, do a search for Open Currency, and have a laugh for the next few minutes. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of the Barter Hour. Thanks for joining us here tonight again. Rob Gray, live in studio, hanging out with Dallas Trade Coordinator David Gray, who maybe sooner or later will actually start doing more Dallas Trade Coordination stuff.
Yeah, we're kind of taking a little hold right now. Well, not taking a hold, obviously. We still have the marketplace out there. We still have a lot of the things from the AG Trading Post, and we're still working a lot of those different angles.
You know what, though, man? It's like a double-edged sword or a two-way street or like any other like comparison or whatever the words are for that thing from both angles. I'll give you an example. Last week, this past Thursday, 2 days ago, we held the June Barter Mixer.
That's right.
Right? So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people out. We're trying to get people active. Stop hiding at home. Get off the couch. Get in your car or walk or take a bike or a horse and buggy or whatever you want. And get out and meet and mingle with the folks around town that are willing to trade. And we've got almost 100 people in the Dallas Barter Meetup. We've got hundreds of people in the Dallas Ron Paul group. We've got hundreds of people on our own Dallas AG Trading Post mailing list. I mean, we're connected with people all over the place. And how many, besides me, you, and Eddie, and Chris Beavers, how many people, well, Will's involved with our project as well, how many people showed up Thursday night at the Dallas Barter Meetup?
Besides all those people?
Yeah, besides, you know, the people that are kind of like running the program here.
Chris Beaver's wife.
That's like a tag along. That doesn't count.
Okay. Then
if Chris Beaver's is listening right now, we didn't mean that, you know, the way it sounded. Your wife, of course, counts, but she, you know, is kind of grouped in with you. So the correct answer I was looking for there, David, is
zero.
We didn't have anyone show up. Why not? Hey, we're here, folks. We're working for you. David, just give him a list. Let him know what you want. Let them know what you need. Let them know what you really want to have more of. Let them know what you have to trade. Let them know what you want to trade it for. He'll go out there. He'll put the whole thing together. What does he charge for it?
Nothing. Zero.
Well, if you want to, like, incent him to, like, you know, push you up towards the top of the list, you can certainly do that, but there's no fee. So where are all the people? Why are they hiding? What is it that we can do for these people when they're not even willing to come out and introduce themselves? So it is a two-way street, Dallas, if you're listening right now. David's here. He's the trade coordinator, and he's willing to trade coordinate. He's just got to know what it is that you want to trade for. So you've got silver, or maybe you've got a restaurant, or maybe you've got a dry cleaner, or whatever it is that you do that you can provide to the rest of the group. Let us know who you are. Get in contact. Check out golocaldallas.org for more information on how you can get involved in the local Dallas trade barter economy. It's there. It's ready. It's working. We just now need to start getting people to show up and enjoy it, take advantage of it, use it, participate in the system, have some fun with it. But, I can't yell and scream any more about that. You just kind of have to do it. So pay attention to the future updates that are coming out from Dallas Trade Coordinator David Gray. Again, the call-in number here to reach us, to be part of the conversation, if you've got something relevant to add, is 800-313-9443. If you don't feel like calling in, but you want to join us via Skype to get a note or two in, send a message over to Open Currency. We're hanging out here. Open Currency, that's one word. We talked about some fun YouTube videos earlier. Do a little YouTube search for Open Currency there as well, and you'll turn up the results that will certainly keep you laughing for hours on end. Don't let the kids hear earmuffs, please. It's just not safe for young and precious ears. All right, anyway, back on track here. I mentioned before the break last time that we will be out exhibiting this coming weekend, a week from today, at the Texas Libertarian Convention. The specific address is evading me right now, but it's somewhere in Austin. Check out txlp.org to get more information on that event. And feel free to participate in the discussion on Sunday morning. G. Edward Griffin is the keynote speaker Sunday at lunch. And just before G. Edward Griffin, if you show up, you will have the privilege, and let me assure you, it is a privilege, of listening to the American Open Currency Standard Executive Director, Rob Gray, live in person, presenting a little bit of his piece about community currencies and the need for commodity-backed solutions to localize money, to get money and the control of money back in the hands of the people on a local level. And I'm very passionate about that. We've developed a lot of resources for the community currency movement. We know that a lot of people right now all across the country are looking for alternatives. They're finding things like Ithaca Hours. They're finding things like Berkshares. They're finding things like time banks. In fact, I think there even might be a time bank or a LET system operating in Austin, but they're saying, okay, something's wrong. We don't know what it is yet, but we know something's wrong. And as they start to dig into the discovery of the solutions, we want them to find the open currency standard. We want them to find that money should be made out of something real. Money should have some sort of value outside of a marketplace. Money should be more than just green ink on a piece of paper. And that's really the core of what I'll be presenting this coming, it's next Sunday, which happens to also be Father's Day. So I'll be presenting that Sunday morning, Father's Day, in Austin at the Radisson Hotel, having a great time with the Texas Libertarians, and I don't know what kind of trouble we'll get into next week, but I'm sure it'll be something good.
Hopefully not too much.
Another exciting event going on next week in Texas is another break. I guess we'll have to talk about that when we come back from the next break. But the point is that we've got a lot of exciting events coming up. One of them is the Texas Libertarian Convention. The other one is the Republic of Texas, which has actually just made a really big move for themselves. We'll tell you all about that when we come back from the next break. Stick with us here, folks. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of the Barter Hour. Thank you again for joining us here on this wonderful but hot Texas summer evening. And, you know, it was really weird, David. Texas just totally crept summer up on me without me paying attention one bit. And that could be due to one of two things. Either the climate changed that quickly that it was not discernible, or I've been inside way too much in the last couple of weeks. I mean, the last thing I remember, you go outside, it was kind of like cold and clammy.
And we've been to those conventions as well.
We've been traveling so much. We've been all over the place in the last couple weeks. And I go outside today, and it's a furnace. I mean, it's a furnace outside. And, you know, we've got the pool hot tub setup thing. And it's like, okay, is the hot tub on or is it not on? Is it on or... It's so hot in Texas right now, 102, 103 degrees, and I thought that was reserved for, like, late August. So anyway, it's hot in Texas. I don't know how it is in your part of the world, America, and, well, your part of America, America. But it's beautiful here in Texas, and we hope you're having a great time as well. Rob Gray, David Gray, hanging out, broadcasting live this Saturday, June 5th, on the Barter Hour, talking about honest money. Talking about good old-fashioned barter. Some people don't like the word old-fashioned. I can understand that. There's nothing old-fashioned about barter. People do it every day. But talking about what you can do with trade to complement your business, to augment what you're doing right now, to supplement, to fill in some of the blanks, the missing pieces. And there's nothing old-fashioned about it. There's nothing new about it. It's just... people have been doing it since the beginning of time. So if you've got a barter story, give us a call, 800-313-9443. If you're hanging out somewhere around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, get involved. Check out golocaldallas.org. Connect with us. Let us know who you are. Let us know what you have to offer, and we'll match up with other people that want to trade as well. One of the things that's kind of been really nice in the last couple of days to discover, but kind of like annoying at the same time, is we've got this new marketplace director guy, and I think we're kind of like courting each other right now. He's checking us out. We're checking him out. He likes some stuff about us. We like some stuff about him, but we're not entirely there yet. And again, if he's listening, you know, we love you. But the point is that he's been going through and evaluating different lists that we have. And he's coming back to us and he's like, guys, you know, remember how you told me you were looking for a company that makes soap? You'd really love to have somewhere in the network a company that makes like high-end boutique soaps. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, did you know that you've got one in your pending marketplace list of merchants that signed up like 7 months ago that no one's contacted, nobody's called, nobody's touched, nobody's like said anything about them, and they've just been sitting out there. So the good news is that that file of like pending merchants is really, really big. I mean, there are a lot of them out there.
And pending merchants is people that have found us.
Yeah,
you know, they come to our website, they see, you know, they like what they see, and they sign themselves up, you know, without us having to go out there and actually prospect them. So,
and that's a big part of, you know, the trade coordinator job, going out there, educating the masses, talking to them about community currencies, talking to them about barter, talking to them about trade, talking to them about going local and incenting consumers to shop at their business instead of the big box stores. But when somebody comes and finds you, it's kind of cool. It's
flattering.
It's like, oh yeah, they like sold themselves all by themselves. They didn't need any handholding or help. They checked out the website. They said, yeah, I want to be a part of this thing. And they put their information in and they hit submit, and they're like sitting there by the phone with their fingers crossed. Are they going to call? And then 7 months goes by and still nothing. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's really, truly like an embarrassment. And I'm not proud of the embarrassment. I'm proud of the fact that people are finding us and they're going in there and they're selling themselves and they're, you know, they're learning, they're educating, they're bringing themselves up to speed. That's great. And I want to have a whole lot more of that. The question is our group, is our team organized enough to the point where we can actually maximize the potential of that stuff? Or are these gems coming along and falling through the cracks at such a rate that we'll never be able to get those things back, and we'll lose the momentum that things like that create, and that'll prevent us from ever being successful anyway. I mean, how long can you do something half-assed? Pardon my French here. But how long can you do something not perfectly, not as good as it can be done, before people just stop saying or start saying, you know, I'm not going to stick around and wait for these guys to come and be a part of my operation. I'm going to do something for my country. I'm going to do something for myself. And I can't wait forever. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've seen so many different silverback community currencies pop up all over the country, because people are sitting around. They're saying, hey, AOCS, we're ready. Let's go. Let's do this thing. Give us the tools. Point us in the right direction. Show us the resources you've put together. And we've got so many of those things, but being disorganized is just so bad, because if you don't get back to that person right away, if you don't strike while that iron's hot, if you don't put those people in a position where they can succeed by being a part of your program, you'll lose them. And they'll either do their own thing, or they'll become your competition, or they'll just develop a bad taste in their mouth that says, well, I tried to get involved with those guys, but, you know, sure enough, I don't think they have their act together. And that's the age old challenge that comes with trying to grow a business. You start, you got something good, people like it, and they say, well, geez, if I can do this for one person, I could certainly do it for 100 people. And you go through that growth stage and things start falling through the cracks. You start misplacing things. You just mentioned a minute ago, David, that, you know, the orders are coming back in, and the hesitation and the nervousness that plagued some of our customers from getting back in and purchasing more silver, gold, and copper, that's wearing off now. And it's like, whoa, we got to stay organized here. Because if we start losing information, if we start misplacing orders or people in the queue or whatever. We've got one shot at this, and our reputation is flawless. I mean, it's perfect, and you can't go screwing with that and expect people to stick around and continue doing business with you. So where does that balance lie? Where's the happy medium between fast growth and perfect service? If you try to grow fast and you misplace things like the merchants that are sitting in your pending queue for 7 months before you reach out to them, that's not good. But you got so many other things going on that's just kind of like the natural byproduct of an organization that's, you know, on a shoestring budget with a team of people that are committed to 100 different projects versus, going out there and doing it so slow that you never move anywhere. If you've got an opinion on it, give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are. We can be reached here in the studio at 800-313-9443 or send us a message on Skype, as some people are doing right now. Apparently, there's somebody out there right now that actually did make it out to the event Thursday night and is somewhat concerned and confused that there was no way of us actually identifying ourselves out there, so that the people coming out for the barter mixer that are probably a little bit like, you know, maybe nervous or new or scared or, you know, whatever they may be, you know, something that would give those people an idea of who we are or where we are, or this recommendation is a Mylar balloon for our table so that strangers will know where the group is. It's little things like that. Here's another example, David. We're at the Libertarian Convention last week, and there's no, like, sign up for more information sheet on our booth.
That happens at every convention. And every time, it's, all right, I'm going to write it down right now on your list here that we have.
Yeah. We live and we learn. We learn from success and we learn from failure. Failure is just simply a way of describing a result that we didn't want, but we keep getting that same result over and over and over again. Bring a sign-up sheet for email addresses or something like that to the booth, so that when somebody says, "Oh, this is a really great idea, I'm so glad that you explained it to me in such easy to understand terms, and where can I go to get more information?" Oh, well, fill out this little sign-up sheet right here and put your name and email address on it, and we'll send you an update once a month so that you know exactly what you can do to get involved.
We will spam you is actually what you meant to say. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the Silver Circle folks at the booth next door to us at the convention last week, they had the right idea. Free ounce of silver.
They did a raffle.
How many people do you think put their information in there? We counted it.
It was either 190 or 290. It was something really high.
I think it was almost 300 people.
And there was probably 300 people at the convention total, so it was pretty good.
So they got like a 98%
turnaround
return rate of people signing up. Yeah, I mean, simple little stuff like that. But this is going to sound kind of like I'm justifying myself, but I'm really busy. And what I really want to see happen is for people to put their hand up and say, hey, I can do that. That sounds like a good idea. I can do that. Let me worry about those details. You stay focused on that other stuff that you're doing. Make sure the people are getting their silver. Make sure the precious metals are getting to the people that paid for them. Keep that reputation clean and clear. And I'll worry about what the exhibit space looks like. And I'll worry about booking us for the next convention. And I'll worry about making sure that the newsletter gets together and out on the first Tuesday of the month. And I'll worry about all these other little things that go into making an organization professional and, you know, really just looking like it has its act together. Where are all those people out there? I mean, the jobless rate's really high. We've got anywhere from 7 to 27%, you know, unemployment rate, if you, depending on which set of numbers you believe. But where are those people? Put your hand up. Be recognized. Let us know what you can do. We're not looking for volunteers. We're looking for people that want to do something and get compensated for it. And they're out there, David. I'm sure that they're out there. In fact, when we were at the barter mixer, we're sitting there at the bar ready to transition outside to the porch where we were hiding. And we had the bartender come up to us and he says, "Yeah, I buy silver. I've been buying 10 ounces a week for like the last 2 years." And we're like, "Oh, well, this guy's a silver buyer." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, I got to do something. This world's falling apart, blah, 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 blah." And we're like,
"Wow, now he's more than just a silver buyer.
Hey, wait a minute. This might be one of us. Have we just had a chance encounter with another, you know, revolutionary, so to speak?" And sure enough, the guy comes out to the patio a few minutes later.
And he says, you know what? I get tired of listening to these boring conversations indoors. You know, nobody has anything good to say. And then you guys come in, and then you go outside and sit at the patio. So he was a little bit disappointed, but he's like, do you guys mind if I sit down and spend my smoke break out here with you guys? So he actually sat in there. He listened to, you know, exactly what we're doing with the Dallas-Fort Worth marketplace.
He's ready to get involved. Intrigued, yeah. He's like, okay, well, I work here at the bar at nights, and I've got all day, you know, Monday through Sunday to get out and, like, talk to people. And if I'd known that there was a group that was actually working on getting, you know, silver used as a currency and bringing businesses and merchants involved, I would, like, be doing it right now. So tell me what I got to do. The passion is out there. The excitement's out there. The intelligence is out there. I mean, there are smart, excited people. We've got a new guy down in Austin right now that's just gung-ho as anything to get this thing launched. And they're all sitting around waiting for, you know, the command structure to, like, you know, make a couple decisions here and there so that things can get rolling. And that's my biggest challenge. My biggest challenge is making sure that the people that are involved in this organization have the tools and the resources that they need to go out there and be successful. And it's a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And I'm like that guy that spins those plates in, like, the circus, and you spin this plate.
He has, like, a hat where there's, like, 10 more just hanging out spinning.
I don't actually have that hat, but if you understand the analogy or the comparison here. So if you're listening out there, if you're part of the team or you're just a person that happens to be intrigued by the idea of silver barter, let us know what we can do to really pull this thing together. We've been doing it for a couple of years now. We've been doing it very well for a couple of years now. But now it's really time to step it up, to take the momentum of everything that's happening in the industry, everything that's happening in the market, everything that's happening outside of that industry, that huge 95, 96, 97% of the population that's brand new to all of this stuff, that hasn't been paying attention, that's starting to wake up now. And let us know what we can do to get in front of those people. Let us know what we can do to put those tools and resources out there so that people can find them when they're ready and they can take advantage of them, put them to use in their city, their town across America. Let us know what it is that we can do to make that much more effective, and we'll go out there and do that. That's our commitment to you. So anyway, my apologies to the people that tried to come out to the barter mixer that think that we should have had a sign or a balloon or something out there so people knew where to find us. You're absolutely right. My apologies to the many people that met us at the Libertarian Convention last week that really need to hear more about us today and what we're doing with the groups that we're hooking up with now. But there's not a whole lot of time for apologies. It's really time to act, and we need more people out there acting. Another one of those famous quotes from Badnarik at the speech last week.
I really like this one, by the way, this quote.
It wasn't, stop telling what the other guy should do to fight for liberty. Start doing it yourself. So let us know what we can do for liberty. Let us know what it is that we can do for you to help you to start your fight for liberty. And that will, in fact, be our mission. I don't know. There's a lot going on. People are excited. They're waking up. They're scared. We got to take that energy, turn it into something positive, put it to use, and get, you know, exponentially grow the results that we're looking at right now. That's really what we've got to do. And I think that as we begin to do that, we'll really see this project shoot for the moon. Anyway, another exciting thing that we've got going on this week, we've got the first Republic of Texas medallions coming out. Brand new, hot off the press. This is actually a really exciting project. This is along the same lines of the Lakota movement that we saw happening back in late 2008. This is another sovereign nation. Whether you know it or not, Texas was never officially annexed into the United States. The United States Congress does not have the authority to swallow up some sort of sovereign nation just by a vote. You've got to have, like, a treaty, and there's not a signed treaty that actually brought Texas in. So maybe you're in the loop on that. Maybe you're not. Certainly give us a buzz if you got an opinion, 800-313-9443. But the Republic of Texas is alive and well. And this is a group of folks that's not yelling and screaming for secession. They're saying very clearly and very, you know, peacefully and boldly that we don't have to secede because we were never a state in the first place. And I got to tell you, the claim makes a lot of sense. Now, does it stand up in court? I mean, can you explain it to a municipal judge in Addison, Texas, when
probably not
sitting there driving around with a driver's license or without a driver's license? Unfortunately, no. It doesn't hold up there. But in your heart, in your mind, are you a Texian or are you a United States citizen? I'm sure there's a big distinction between the two, and a lot of it has to do with sovereignty and liberty and everything else. But the exciting news is that just like Lakota, this same group of folks from the Republic of Texas has said, you know what, if we're going to be sovereign, money is going to be a very important part of it. We've got to take back control of the money supply. We've got to get our fans, our supporters, our thousands of Republic of Texas believers across the state back to trading in silver. We've got to get our group back to actually putting our money where our mouth is, and we have to start that by coming out with our own medallion. So we're very proud to release that this week. We've got a short break coming up here, folks. Stick with us for more of the Barter Hour in just a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Barter Hour, joined here by our very good friend, Blue, in Tennessee. Blue, you out there?
I am here. How are you?
Blue, listen, first of all, let me start this by apologizing for last week. I didn't know anything about our buddy Dan Kilo, who's, by the way, a great guy, but he kind of took over the show and ran with it, and then we, like, didn't get back in touch with you, so I apologize.
That's all right.
Did I mention whatever it was I was supposed to mention? There was something important I was supposed to mention last week.
Yeah, you did, to an extent. That's all right.
Well, hold on. Let me pull it up now, because what did we talk about? What were we supposed to talk about?
You name it.
Hold on. The Americans are drawing a line in the sand. June 26th, viewing of Don't Tread on Me, the documentary. Wait. There's a movie out called Don't Tread on Me?
Yes.
Oh. What's it about?
It is the, oh my goodness, it is the most fabulous movie on state sovereignty rights. It is unbelievable.
Who put
and
it together?
If anybody's interested, I mean, you can YouTube it, but it takes, you have to go through the whole consistency of going through part A to part 10.
Right.
But I really highly recommend that everyone watch it. And please, by all means, purchase the movie.
Well, listen, we've got to talk more about that. We've got a call from Art in Georgia out there. Let's take a call real quick, Blue, from Art in Georgia. Art, you out there?
Hi, how you doing today? This evening, I should say.
It's hot.
Yeah, I've been trying for years to get people interested in barter because I'm one of those jack of all trades. I can do just about anything, but I'm not a master of anything. And I always try to, hey, this is what I need. I'll do your work. You pick something off the list and fulfill my need. But people are, really freaky about that. They think I'm absolutely nuts. So I decided one day I was going to test a theory. I took a buddy of mine, and we went out to lunch. And we had basically, I think our meals were something like $8 a piece. That included our drink. So we're talking about $16-$17. At that point, silver was running about $9.50, $10 an ounce.
Uh-huh.
I offered them 2 ounces of silver, which basically 2 1-ounce rounds.
I'm with you.
This $18 lunch bill.
Right.
They proceed to tell me, oh, we don't accept that. I'm like, wait a minute. This is $20 in silver straight up for the meals.
Right.
Well, we don't accept it, but this is lawful currency. This is real money. Oh, no, I opened up my wallet. I got no money. I pulled out my Visa card. Oh, they were more than happy to take a piece of plastic, but they wouldn't take real money. I'm like, lady, all you got to do is reach in your purse and pull out a $20 bill, stick this two 1-ounce rounds in your purse.
And profit.
And you just made $2. Plus,
right.
You got 2 ounces of real money. Tucked that away somewhere. Nope, didn't want no part of it. I could not. But I'm like, my God, people are absolutely insane.
Well, what do you think it is, Art? Do you think it's the lack of knowledge? Do you think it's just ignorance? Do you think it's laziness? I mean, if you had to sum it up in one or two key components of what's wrong with our society that people don't even want to take the time to consider, what would it be?
Well, I always tell people I can deal with ignorance because ignorance is simply the lack of knowledge thereof.
Right.
I think a lot of it has to do with ignorance because they don't understand what real money is. And the government school brainwashing us from the time we're little to the time we reach adults, and we don't know any better.
What's the solution?
I don't know. I am always trying to talk to people and get people to listen to common sense, and I give them references. I tell them where to go on the internet to learn this stuff, and they just don't want nothing to do with it. They would much rather have that.
Let's talk more about solutions when we come back from a quick break here.